I think this is a good time to bring in Wish TV medical expert and former Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams. Dr. Adams, you heard the president's address. Please give us your first reactions to it.
Well, my first reactions were that it was a really powerful speech given by our president, calling on Americans to do their part. I think he put a lot of blame on the people out there who are unvaccinated. And that reflects the frustration that he and many people who are vaccinated have around this country. But he also, I think, really empowered and enabled and used his executive authority to call on schools, to call on workplaces, to call on hospitals to mandate vaccines. So you're going to see some changes coming as a result of these executive actions.
So he laid out for us six different strategies. Let's break some of those down. There's a big push in his plan to have businesses require vaccinations. A lot of folks have questions about this. You've talked often about not shaming those who haven't been vaccinated. Does having a mandate from work make it more likely for more people to get the shot?
Well, it absolutely makes it more likely for people to get the shot. I've always said that your boss or your workplace telling you to do something is going to have a greater impact and be met with less resistance than a governor or a president or an elected official telling you to do so. But here's my concern. And to anyone who is a manager or in the executive offices of a workplace, we need to make sure we're getting people's questions answered. It's not just about saying you're going to do it. It's about helping people get their questions answered so that hopefully they're doing it, and they're doing it because they realize it helps them and it helps their community.
And talk to me a little bit about how this might inadvertently affect, you know, communities of color, because you and I have had this conversation before about just the history of vaccinations and different things coming from the government.
Well, again, I give the president a B on the speech, and I say I give him a B because one of the things that really concerned me is that you're setting up a fight between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And we know that minorities have legitimate reasons to be concerned about new treatments. We know that there are individuals out there, many, many females who I talk to, who have been preyed upon with misinformation about the vaccines causing infertility or miscarriages. They do not. I want to be clear, they do not. But we need to make sure we're getting those questions answered, not demonizing people, while also doing what the president was trying to do and communicating the urgency of the situation. Full hospitals, overworked hospital staff, schools closing. We're in a crisis mode right now, and it's all hands on deck, but we still can't get too roughshod with folks out there who have legitimate questions and legitimate reasons for hesitance.
Let's talk about where people can get some of these questions answered. He also called for doctors to reach out to patients directly. How important is that to get someone over vaccine hesitancy?
Well, we know the best way to get someone vaccinated is through their provider, a strong provider recommendation. And what I didn't hear from the president that I would like to hear and that I hope more details will be coming out about is how do we get vaccines into more primary care offices, into more of those settings so that providers can make a recommendation and then immediately get someone vaccinated. But if you have questions out there, please talk to your nurse practitioner, talk to your doctor, talk to your health care provider. I've always said it's okay to have questions. It's not okay to let misinformation lead you into making a bad decision. And to channel what the president was saying today, there are a lot of people out there that are scientifically making poor decisions for their health, the health of their family, and the health of their communities based on misinformation. So talk to your health provider and get the right information to make a wise decision.
As we were listening, we all heard the president talk about something that you've said often: make rapid tests more available to families and schools. You called this a key to really keeping those schools open. What was your reaction to his plan in regards to this?
Well, that was one of the most exciting things I heard him say, that he was going to make rapid tests available at cost through partnerships with CVS, with Kroger, with Walgreens. Why is that important? Because I'm a doctor. I can go out and buy a $25 rapid test to test myself when I'm coming back and forth from workplaces. I'm in Chicago right now, and I'm going to test myself before I go back home around my family. But the average person cannot do that before today. And so I hope that that's coupled with adequate supply, so that people can use testing as part of a layered strategy: testing, masking, vaccinations, making smart decisions about where you go. It's not one thing that's gonna get us out of this pandemic. especially when you consider that kids 12 and under, they can't even get vaccinated yet. So we still need to rely on these layers. Testing is an important part of that. And the president's speech today talked about what they're going to be doing to increase testing for people out there who currently are struggling to get it or can't afford to get it.
One final question for you, Dr. Adams. You know, you spend a lot of time talking to people. There's still a large amount of people who don't necessarily go to the doctor. And so they're getting their information from everywhere. The president talked about misinformation about vaccines. Is there a way for people at home, non-medical professionals, to talk about vaccines with those who are still unsure without turning it into a political argument?
Well, it's tough. And I think the first key is to listen to their questions with empathy. Listen, don't talk. And I start off with, what are your concerns? And I'll find out from a young woman that she's concerned about being able to continue to have children after a vaccination. You ask open-ended questions. And then you ask permission to share information. So if someone says something that I know to be wrong scientifically, I'll say, do you mind if I direct you to a CDC website or to a Department of Health website or to a place where you can get this information answered? The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, if you're a female. The American Academy of Pediatrics, if you're worried about your child who's 12 and up getting vaccinated. And then help them find their own reason to get vaccinated. One of the more powerful things that I say to parents who have hesitancy, and I talk to people in my neighborhood all the time, is that there are physical benefits to getting vaccinated, but there are social benefits. Your child is going to be less likely to have to quarantine, less likely to miss sporting events. They'll be able to participate in school more fully this year if they're vaccinated. And that's one of the number one reasons I got my two kids who are eligible to be vaccinated, and why my third will get vaccinated as soon as we get an EUA.
Dr. Adams, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be sure to continue to break this down for people as we go. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Suicide prevention has been a public health issue for decades. Now, evidence shows